Hello, welcome to Purpose Talk Radio on January the 9th in 2012. This is Barbara speaking, and today, as every Monday at this time, we offer you inspiration and the opportunity to connect with your soul for the next 55 minutes. Today's topic is sacred symbols, and we will have our first ever guest on the show, Marita Rahlenbeck. Marita is a soul mentor, and she will share with us the magic of symbols. We will talk about the definition of symbols, how we can use them in our spiritual practice, and how or if there are messages behind all the symbols we meet on our path. We're happy to share with you our experiences, ideas, and suggestions on how to connect with symbols and their meaning. Jen is trying to join us live here at the moment. She is experiencing some technical difficulties. I'm thinking Spirit is having fun with us. So I'll just continue talking until I get the sign that Jen is there. And very interesting. I was just looking out because here in Germany, we've got it 9 p.m. in the evening. It's pitch dark. No, it's not, because we have the full moon. And it's as almost as bright as daylight out there. It was the same yesterday, and I was looking up, and I was going, I hope I can sleep. I slept like a log. And now it's the same thing. No clouds in the sky. The stars are out, and it's just so, so beautiful, which leads me right into the topic of last week's show, the connection with spirit. Lately, I've been standing outside in the evening looking up at the sky quite a lot because I feel I can connect somehow with whatever is up there, whatever is unseen, the non-physical world, really. And it's pretty intense, especially around the full moon. That's what I can say for myself. And I just love to sit out for a few hours every night. Right now it's a bit cold to do that, but I'd really love to just sit there and gaze at the moon, because it's such a beautiful view. And I'd say it's about getting the rays as well, sitting instead of bathing in the sunlight, bathing in moonlight, because it's very special. And right now, taking the time to step out of our busy routine is very necessary and very important, because I can say for myself that this year we only have the 9th day of the year, and I feel like it's April already or something, because time seems to have sped up quite a bit. And so yeah, let's take a break and let's just, you know, sit and relax. And if you have a chance to sit outside tonight, if you're somewhere warm where you can actually sit outside in, without freezing your nose or your toes off, enjoy the sight, and just, you know, try and connect to the moon, try and connect to the stars and the spirit that we can't see, but we know it's there. Talking about what's going on with interesting energies around the full moon at the moment, is another topic that's I've been dealing with that myself for quite a long time, and now I can look at it from a different perspective, because for now I was able to close this file, which is titled Doing Stuff for Others Rather Than Doing Things for Myself. Because the question is, why are we doing this? And relating back to the topic from last week, and I keep repeating this as I done last week, because Spirit keeps telling me, he's say it again, everything is connected. So all our shows obviously are connected. Everything we say is connected. Everything I say, no matter what it is connected to something else, and is all connected to the sacred symbols that we're going to talk about today also. And when we busy ourselves doing things for other people, sometimes we should just stop and think, why are we doing this? Or asking ourselves the question, why are we doing this? Is what's the reason behind it? What are we not looking at? Because the way I experience it myself is that my mind rather has a task to busy itself than looking into the unknown depths of my soul, if my soul's trying to contact me and really strongly suggesting that I should sit down and connect. And rather than doing that, sometimes I just busy myself with stuff. And if I don't have my own stuff to do, I'll just go and look for somebody else I can help, and somebody else that I can take on some stuff. So maybe you're in a situation similar to this at the moment, that you're busying yourself helping other people, which is great, obviously, that we help other people. And some of us, for some of us, this is even our profession. And yet, it's very important that we step back and take a look at the situation and decide on a consciously aware basis if this is really what we want to do and if this is really what we need to do, or if our soul is trying to get through to us and asking us to sit down and listen. Because once we listen, we can receive the messages, and then we can receive the symbols as well. And once we really listen and focus, it shouldn't be such a big problem to decipher the messages or the symbols or both that we're getting. So what happens often enough is that there's what I call, in inverted commas, the battle between the mind and the heart. And a few years ago, I even wrote a poem about that, which I'm going to dig out of my files and post it sometime soon when I have the time. Maybe I'll just turn it into an audio file as well, because lately I've discovered audio is a great medium for me. And battling between the mind and the heart, when we can step back and when we can look at it and when we are playful, we might even be able to laugh about ourselves, because battling between the mind and the heart is more upstream than downstream. It's not really simple and easy. And once we start noticing that there is a battle going on, we will notice that we might not be in the flow. So again, step back, sit down, look at the situation, get the team together at the table, the inner team, like the mind and the heart and the soul, and all the rest of your inner team, which might be your teachers, might be your spirit guides, might be your angels, and might be messages and symbols that you have collected over the past few days or weeks, and put it out on the meeting table and, you know, have a cup of tea, sit down and talk about everything and say, okay, guys, who's going to lead here? And you should be the leader really in this meeting, and you should really tell everybody what to do and where to go. And my suggestion personally always is listen to the heart and listen to the soul, what they have to say, and then make a team decision, really, because that's what it's all about. It should be teamwork all together, and there shouldn't be battles and there shouldn't be fights between inner parts of us. It should be teamwork without competition. And that's another key word that's been coming up again and again over the past few weeks and months and maybe years for some of you: cooperation and collaboration. And that doesn't only work on the outside world, it works on the inside just as well, once we set our focus to it. So I've got a card in my hand. I've been looking for which deck of cards I would choose today to draw a card for this show. And then my daughter came in and she said, can I please draw a card? So she drew a card. It's called the Anima card. And the website, I hope it still exists, is AMO-international.net. It's symbols on the front, which don't really say that much.
Hello, it's Jen.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
Hi, Barbara. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. I've been covering and going into my full moon speech and everything that's been happening over the past few weeks in what moods and everything else. So Now it's time for you to say your hello if you want to.
Well, I can say my hello. I just wanted to... Well, hi, everybody. This is Jan. It's great to be part of this again. I didn't think it was going to happen, actually. So we're connecting with Skype and connecting with Spirit. We've had a lot of fun about planning today's show. So we're going to give you some practical advice on how to connect your inner wisdom, and what symbols mean on a general basis, and how you can use them in your own life. And as you already know, we're coming to you live from northern Germany and Oregon. And it's just a delight for both of us to be here with you. Did you tell them, Barbara, they were invited to call in after the break and get their own personal questions answered?
No, I didn't yet.
All right. Good deal.
Yeah, when I was talking about the card that I drew earlier, which really has a pretty interesting symbol on it, and then Marita emailed me, and then you came onto the line. Oh, there she's on line three now. That's good.
Good. Good.
I can hear somebody talking in the background. I wonder, is that Marita? Okay, right. Okay, so the symbol, the card that I drew, actually my daughter drew it, she pulled it, and then I turned it around because on the front of the card there's only this picture of a symbol, and to me it looks like a womb, and in fact...
We're getting some feedback from what you were saying before. It's kind of coming in over what you're saying now.
Okay, so... The card that I have in my hand has a symbol on the front, and to me it looks like a womb, and inside the womb is a sun. And it's a very bright, shining sun. And then on the back of the card, it gives a bit of an explanation. Uh-huh. And the title for that card is Innocence.
Okay, we're having real fun with Skype here today, right?
This is really, really funny because I think spirits really having fun. Like they're sitting there nodding and giggling and jumping up and down with joy because this is a live show. So maybe I shouldn't talk about the card that I have in my hand yet because this is when everything starts to happen. So I'll just not talk about my card. Jen, did you draw a card today for the show?
I did. As a matter of fact, I drew two cards. They just kind of jumped out at me, so I have two cards here. And it's interesting because your card relates to innocence, and my cards were, the first one is the angel and the child, and the second one is summer blossoms, which is a major arcana card. So what I was given with this is that spirit shines. I'm using the word me here, so you can use the word me for yourself. Spirit shines through me as through an innocent child. I sit quietly, secure that I am loved and protected. The angel standing with me surrounds me and watches over me. She spreads her eagle wings over me, shielding me from harm and protecting me as an eagle protects her young. And when I allow spirit to fill me, when I surrender to my highest self, to spirit, my life bursts into joyous and riotous abundance. I'm able to manifest with immediate results simply by stepping out of the way and allowing spirit to guide me. And as a baby allows herself to trust without condition, her desires are given to her without question and without delay. And so too will our wishes be fulfilled if we but allow spirit without condition. And you were talking about laughter, well, we both were here, and that was something I wanted to talk about. Did you ever notice how serious we get when we say, I'm on my spiritual path? And the voice lowers, and we get really holy sounding or something. I found that spirit loves humor and playfulness and a lightness of spirit. So sometimes we're talking about symbols today, sacred symbols, and I want to talk about sacred symbols or symbols that may not seem sacred, but by golly, I think they are. So when I ask a question of spirit, there's so many times when I'll find the answer when I'm standing in the grocery line and looking at the back of somebody's T-shirt, and it's got a saying on it that answers my question explicitly. Or I hear a song, and the words of the song are the answer to my question. Or I'm sitting in a restaurant or in line somewhere, and I overhear a conversation or just a piece of the conversation that absolutely answers the question that I had. And sometimes when I'm on the radio, and, you know, you can even choose which way you want to have that. So you can say, okay, Spirit, here's my question, and the next words I hear on the radio or the television or wherever I am by a person is going to be the answer to my question. And you know what? It will be. But you got to remember to laugh because Spirit loves laughing. Just like
very true.
Kicking butt with Skype.
Yeah, it's very true, and I love the way that you ask the questions consciously. This because I constantly have a chatter going on. Sometimes it's a very focused chatter talking to spirit, and sometimes it's just mind chatter. Like I need to sometimes make it clear and make sure that I'm really actually talking to spirit, and then take the rest of my mind back and turn down the volume. And I don't really ask conscious questions. I just switch on the radio and there's this song and I'm going, okay, thank you, because it just fits. And for some reason, this song came into my head when I was starting to prepare for the show, and it's been in my head all day. As I said before, it's now PM, it's dark outside, it's actually 20 past 9 PM here. And the song that's in my head all day is Everybody Hurts by REM. And it's such a beautiful song, it's such a very sad song, but then it's about attitude again, the way we look at these things, because I think it is a very supportive song. It says that nobody is alone, we're not alone, and to hang on, you know, wherever you are, if you are standing at a crossroads on your path and you have no idea if to turn left, right, go backwards or forwards, just hang in there and just take a deep breath and reconnect again, again and again. And even if it hurts, or especially when it hurts, or if it hurts altogether, just stay with it, you know, stay with your heart, keep the heart open and keep the connection open. And the more we focus again, the more we can see connection in everything. Once again, everything is connected, and then the symbols or the messages become very clear very quickly.
I love that, of just turning on the radio and without a clear question and just getting an answer, because the answers do come pretty quickly and pretty clearly. So,
yeah,
so
I mean,
go ahead.
I don't know. It's possible that Marita is with us again. Maybe she really needs to say something. Maybe we should get her onto the show. Marita, are you there?
I am.
Hi, oh, Marita.
Hi, oh, you can hear me. How lovely.
Yes, it's been quite an adventure this morning.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has.
Well, I guess it's afternoon, actually, but that's okay. An evening for Barbara. So how are you today, Marita?
You know, I'm great. Thank you for asking. I've had my own signs and symbols yet today. I posted on Facebook that I listened to a Galactic Federation of Light channeling by Hilarion, and I don't, Hilarion is new for me. I think I've only listened the last 3 weeks, and so the topic, well, in the 3 to 4 minutes, they mentioned, or he mentioned, she mentioned, sign looking for signs and symbols, and I just sort of giggled and then proceeded to talk about going into your inner knowing, and that's part of my tagline. And I thought, well, clearly I am to really be with this whole notion of sacred symbols today in preparing for our talk today. So that to me was a clear sign that you know, we're doing what we're supposed to be doing and talking about this topic now rather than sometime in the future.
That's awesome.
Cool.
That is so fun.
Yeah.
Very much so. So, Marita, we had a carefully laid out script and a plan of how to introduce you and tell people what you do and everything else. Would you mind telling us a bit about yourself? As I mentioned before, you are a soul mentor. What exactly is a soul mentor, and what is it that you do every day?
Okay, well, I don't have any routine, which is what makes me thrive. but honestly, soul mentor, the term soul mentor came to me. I was at an event, and we had a labyrinth, and I literally, I don't even think I was consciously thinking about, what do I call myself? But the first step onto that labyrinth, I heard soul mentor. I'm like, oh. And so I walked the labyrinth in and out, just kind of trying that on and feeling my way into that. So that's kind of how the title, if you will, was bestowed upon me. And what I do is I tend to look at life from a soul perspective. So when I'm working with a client, they might be in that everyday mundane, you know, what do I do place. And I am looking for comments, threads, something to grab onto that takes them higher. And by taking them higher, they can get out of the, not necessarily get out of the pain, but try and look at that situation from an eagle's perspective rather than sitting in the muck. As an example, I had a consult this morning, and she's looking to move, and so it's the part, I would call it a particle. It's the particle of moving. You know, all of that entails is finding a place, deposit or buying or whatever you're doing, but the whole particle of moving is just rather overwhelming. But what came, as we continued to speak, what came out was going back to her childhood. She never had a sense of home. And so I said, you know, that is what this is all about. That is why you're choosing to move, is to look at your sense of home. And once you have addressed that, the finding the place will be the easy part. And so I suggested how she might go about doing that. And, of course, she wasn't happy because it implies work. And, you know, it's a lot more work than she really wanted to bite off, but it's part of her learning. It's part of her soul path to finally close the loop on home. And, of course, then I always talk about going home. You know, like when we leave this planet, we go home. We're just dancing here. This is our dance floor. So all of it was fascinating. It was so fascinating to work with her today. Does that answer your question?
Cool. I like the dance floor. We're all dancing here. This is our dance floor. Very cool.
I like that too. So, yeah.
So, tell us a little about the sacred symbols you call. We've posted a card from your website on Facebook, and you call them essence cards. And I would consider this a symbol on the card. So, how do you define, in inverted commas, symbols, and what is a sacred symbol for you?
Well, you kind of touched on how I view the symbology, that I believe the universe uses the everyday mundane to give us messages. And it's really up to us to what I call the awareness switch, you know, turn that switch on and be aware that when you ask a question and the next thing out of the DJ's mouth is the answer or the song or whatever, or the magazine title, or, you know, you just never know where messages are going to be coming from. But to not, I think a lot of people think of sacred symbols as, you know, the cross, the Star of David, the Om, the standard things that are affiliated with religion, but I would like to suggest that it's way bigger than that, and it can be found in anything. With regards to the essence images, I guess, honestly, I had not looked at them as sacred symbols, so I'm going to revisit that in some of my silent time and really sit with that, because that's really quite profound, Barbara. I love it. Thank you. Yeah. The one that we chose to share on Facebook, it's called Joyful, two words, full of joy, right? Joyful. And the essence images, they really just come through, and I create usually with crayon, and I don't sit down and say, I'm going to color joyful. I'm going to color joy. It's more like it comes through, and then I sit with that. It's like, well, how does this make me feel? And that's how that all works. And I just think they're fun, and they can be very profound, and they can shift you just by looking at the image. And I have printed some, like a photograph. I've taken some and just printed them. It looks like a photograph, but it's not. And just holding it. I can gift it to somebody and they may dismiss it as like, well, what's this? But just having it in your presence will shift you. And that's what I'm after. I don't have to have everybody appreciate that style, but it still could shift them on the soul level.
It's the energy.
Exactly.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Well, it sure worked with us after you sent the card, and then we had our preparation call, you, Jen, and me. We were just giggling away. So the joy was definitely there, and we were full of joy.
Yes, yes.
So, every time I look at that picture, it makes me go, it makes me feel like dancing.
There we go with the dance analogy again. Yeah, that's good.
So we've covered the dance floor. We've covered the soul path. We've covered the joy. We've covered so many things already. Is there anything especially that came up for you, Jen, that you wanted to talk about today?
Well, at some point I want to do a visualization, but we can wait on that because we're into the joy and the dancing right now, so let's just keep going there.
Okay. Because I'd like to add... Sorry?
Okay. I was gonna say something. Barbara, you said something earlier. I think you said thinking from the heart. Is that what you said?
Probably.
Well, I'd like to piggyback on that, if I may.
Okay.
So I had a bowl of rose petals in a dish on my kitchen counter. And this morning, I was juicing pineapple, and seriously, a piece of pineapple jumped out of the little shoot thing and literally landed in a bowl of rose petals. I'm like, okay, well, you're complete. New year, let's get rid of that. Well, so I'm cleaning up this mess, and there was one rose petal that was on the counter, and I was going to throw it away, of course, because it's just like I'm cleaning up the mess, and I heard, no, look at it. And it was literally the shape of a heart.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, it was so cool. I've already taken pictures of it. And earlier in the day, prior to this juicing episode, I was being with the thinking from the heart, deciding from the heart, living from the heart, process everything through the heart, bypass that mind, bypass that brain, and the thought process, and just allow it to flow from the heart. So I had just been sitting with that, and then this happens. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Right.
It's just so funny.
Yeah, it fits in beautifully talking about sacred symbols and the way they fall into our laps sometimes.
Right.
If we then decide to look, because we can just walk, we can go shopping and we can see symbols, as Jen was saying, standing in line, queuing up for paying for our groceries, and then you read something on somebody's T-shirt. Looking up into the sky the other day, I was outside going to pick up my children from daycare, and I looked up into the sky, and there was this piercing blue sky, and there was a bit of cloud, and it looked like an angel upside down.
Mm.
Like the feet hanging up and, really having fun. And I said, what a shame that I didn't bring my camera, because I have my camera with me so often for this reason alone. Just looking up, seeing a cloud formation and taking a picture of it.
Yeah.
As I've done with the picture that I chose for our Facebook page, Purpose Talk Radio. It is a heart, and it's not digitally mastered or anything. That is an original picture that I took out of the sky. And sometimes I just have the camera up into the sky and I take my pictures, and then afterwards I realize what I took a picture of.
Right.
Because
right. See, and that's the beauty. That's listening. That's just doing it. That's just doing something without knowing why or what.
Yeah.
And I think that's...
And allowing spirit. Right.
Right.
Right. Yeah, and then I can correct myself when I then think or say, oh, it's a shame I didn't bring my camera. It's okay. It was just for me.
Yeah. Sometimes the clouds are just for you.
Yeah.
And what sometimes happens, you can get so caught up in getting that perfect picture that you totally miss out on the experience of the message itself.
Yeah, I realized that as well, because for some reason, for about a year now, it was so urgent for me to bring my camera whenever I went out, and I was just wondering about it, but I don't question these things. anymore. I just put my camera in my pocket or in my bag and I take it with me. And then I'm going, oh, okay, that's why. So I take out the camera and take pictures. And as you just said, Marita, sometimes I get so caught up in getting the perfect picture that I can't enjoy looking at what I'm looking at anymore.
Right.
So
right.
Then consciously making a decision. Sorry?
There's got to be a balance between
yes.
capturing and the then, moment and experiencing the moment.
Yeah, and then consciously making a decision of not bringing the camera is very good also, because then my mind starts doing the monkey thing about jumping around. Why didn't you bring the camera? Oh, that's such a shame. It's so beautiful, blah, blah. And the rest of me goes, relax. It's fine. I'm just yeah. enjoying the moment. And then the mind goes, oh, okay, right. I'll relax then.
Right.
So that's not a battle, as I mentioned earlier. That's teamwork. That's everybody talking to each other, each team member really looking at each other and talking to each other, and then making a kind of a joint decision, and with one part leading, obviously. So that's really enjoyable once that inner dialogue starts, and we train ourselves to be open for this. And the right. things that happen are amazing, just totally amazing.
Well, and I love how you phrase that about, you know, you're really, you're including all of you. You're not just showing up as Barbara the human. You're showing up as the triune being that you are and mm-hmm. honoring all the parts of you. I just think that's lovely.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Marita, I have a question for you. How do you use your the symbols that you do, or that you have, the drawings that you have, and sacred symbols, how do you use those in the work that you do with people? I know you've answered this a little bit, but could you go into a little more depth with it?
Certainly. Well, there are times where I have someone just select an image, and then it's not like, let's just say you selected the joyful. I'm not going to go in and say, this is called joyful. I'm going to say, how does this make you feel? Why did you choose this? What is it about this that resonated with you? So I'm not giving that information. I'm not giving my perception of what this symbol means. It's, tell me about what elicits from you. And there are many ways that I work with clients, because nobody's ever, like, you can come in to see me once a week and you're different every time. So it really depends on you at the moment, what we're going to be doing. But as an example, one of the things I do is I use crystals or stones as a medium for coming in the back door, so to speak. And what that means is I'll have an array of different stones and crystals, and the instructions are, you can use anything that you see here, and I want you to create a picture or a grid, if that word resonates with you, because sometimes people don't know what a crystal grid is, but you're going to create a picture with these stones, and anything here is game. I had somebody, what did she put in there? I think she put a cookie jar. I mean, because I still had it laying around or something, and she put a cookie jar in this grid, and it was so perfect because she's really into hospitality and entertaining. But so I look at what you've created, and I watch what you choose and how you choose it, where you place it. Do you keep moving pieces around? I mean, it all factors into it. And as an example, I met with someone, let's just say there were 30 stones that she could choose from. And she used about 26 of them. And I'm just like, good God, girl. And she was, you know, I'm just waiting. I'm observing. I'm watching. And then she said she was done. And I go, and you're complete. You feel that this is complete? She said, yeah. And I said, well, okay, so how hard is it for you to say no? And she just like, oh, how did you know? I said, I want you to take half of these pieces off, and you have like 10 seconds now. Go. And she just, whatever she did, she did it. And I said, does that feel better? And she's like, yeah. So that's an example of of how I approach it. There's tons of examples because some of them are, I don't remember like what I say necessarily like throughout the reading, but the beginning part is so crucial. I had a reluctant man, like the wife gave him the money and said, go. And he was really reluctant and, you know, just kind of wanted to play me. And he put one crystal out. And I looked at him and I called him on it. I go, you got to give me something to work with here, hon. And I think he just chose two more, maybe three. But he put them all in a row. There was no, I want to say creativity. That was just three or four pieces in a row.
That's creative as well.
Well, there's no design. He was trying to still play me, but I could, at that point, I had something to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, so what is it you do for work? And he answered, I don't remember what he does, but I said, and it's very linear, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. So, and it doesn't really work for you anymore, does it? He says, no. So, and then we went into whatever, but that was the beginning. That was, you know, he was trying to, his heels were dragging, and he's like, I'm not going to let you in. But just that first few minutes, it was an open book.
That's
so
great.
That's just an idea of how I do that.
That's really great.
I mean,
do you find that people are really open to what you're doing, or are they, like this man, kind of resistant to it? That I suppose anybody who ordinarily comes and pays for a session is going to be somewhat open to it. But.
Yes. This was a unique situation because it was at a retreat, and I was offering readings, and like I said, you know, wife gave him money and just go do this. I want you to go do this. But then the interesting thing, ladies, is that was the first, like the retreat went from Friday noon through whatever, and Saturday morning, all the practitioners got to introduce themselves. And he is not a practitioner, his wife is, okay? So we're all sitting around and we're introducing ourselves, and rather than me saying what I did, I just asked him and another woman who'd had a session on Friday to just tell them about it, because their words are going to be more powerful. And
right.
Seriously, this man that I thought was like, wow, you know, he was so resistant, his wife looked at me and said, he talked about you all night, all the way through dinner. So, you know, I converted him, right? I mean, because truth is. And so, you know, I made my new best friend because I could see through what he was trying to hide. And that was valuable to him, obviously.
Yeah. I like that because I work very similarly. Just not asking them to physically choose any symbols. I use what they say and what I can receive when I work with my clients, which is the same thing, but the picture is only more visible to me than to the client. And I really like the idea of doing it with everything that's available. Right now I'm looking around my practice room and there's so much stuff here that people can use to do that. And I encourage all the listeners to do that as well. Look around your sacred space. Look around your living room. You can take pillows. You can take your cuddly toys. Maybe if you have a pet that sits still for a few minutes, you can use your pet as well, or your partner or your children. Make it a play. Make it a game. Families with smaller children might have toy figures they can use, like Playmobil or Lego or something, and create
right.
something. This is so creative. I really love that. And the three of us were thinking about or looking for an affirmation for today's shows with the sacred symbols and everything. And what I just noted down, what I wrote down here, Marita, is truth is. As an affirmation. And
that's
that is,
lovely. Yes.
It's so beautiful because it connects everything. Truth is when you touch something, when you look at something, when you hear something, when you say something, you can feel when it's the truth. Right?
Right.
I love that you can use anything as a symbol. You can use,
mm-hmm.
I was telling somebody not long ago that, there was a Halloween party that I went to, and I went as Madame Zero of the Tarot. And I had just a regular deck of cards, you know, hearts and diamonds and clubs and spades. And so I started doing these readings, and it was all a big game, and we were all laughing. And all of a sudden, the readings became very real.
Oh, wow.
So the game ended, you know. I mean, it was no longer a game, and I said, okay, that's it. We're not going to do this anymore because this is not the place for it. It's become a serious thing. But it struck me powerfully how you can use anything, even a plain old deck of cards, as a symbol mm-hmm. to be able to focus to get the message across to somebody.
Right.
And Marita, you had another affirmation that you sent us as well. So
yeah.
Now that Barbara has mentioned what she came up with, how about if you tell us your affirmation?
Well, I have, it says, synchronicity and grace surround me with sacred symbols found in the everyday mundane.
Oh, I love it.
Because it is all about synchronicity and accepting with grace and seeing the everyday mundane as sacred, because everything is sacred.
Right.
That I just want to add for the listeners that are listening in live, that right after the show, Marita is going to be on our Facebook page, Purpose Talk Radio. So we will repeat the affirmations there. And if you have any questions, if you want to talk to Marita or us, we welcome you and we invite you to come over to our page. That's facebook.com/Purpose Talk Radio. And we'll be there to talk to you and to give you a bit of the information that has been said here today on the show so that you can see it in writing there.
Well, we're getting a little bit on in the show here, so I'd like to take a minute in between before we go any further and before we end the show and do a visualization, if you're agreeable. And it has
sure.
to be simple.
Sure. Sure.
Okay. So for everybody who's not driving, if you're driving, please don't do this with us, or you can just kind of listen to it later and do it on your own. But for if you're not driving, just lean back and relax. And take a couple of real deep breaths and just let yourself blow out all the tension of the day and just relax. Get completely relaxed. Please put your feet on the floor if you're sitting. If you're lying down, don't worry about it. And uncross your hands if you're sitting or lying. And then imagine a connection of energy going down through your feet, all the way through the floor, through the building you're in, down into the earth, and all the way down to the center of the earth, where it's all molten lava. And you'll find a place there where you can hook your energy to the center of the earth. Maybe it's a little burr, maybe it just mixes with the energy. There'll be a place where you can anchor your energy to the center of the earth. And now allow the energy of the earth to come up through the ground, and through the building, through the floor, and into your feet, and then move up through your legs, through your knees, and up through your thighs and hips, and up into your abdomen, filling your chest and your shoulders, filling your arms and hands, and going out through your fingertips, moving up to your shoulders and your neck, into your head, filling your cheeks, and your tongue and your ears and nose, your forehead, and fountaining out through the top of your head. And now imagine as well that energy keeps right on going out to the center of the universe. So up through the building that you're in and through the above the town and out to the center of the universe where it connects with universal energy. And that energy comes down through the top of your head, mixes with the earth energy, all the way down through your body, through your head and your neck, through your shoulders and your arms, down through your chest and your abdomen, down through your pelvis and legs and knees, your calves and your ankles, and out through the bottom of your feet, going down to the center of the earth, so that now you have a secure connection, energetic connection between the center of the earth and the center of the universe. All that energy fills you completely, so there are no blank spots. Now take your focus and allow yourself to move your focus above your head, up in the room, out through the ceiling, above the roof, and above your house, above your city. Keep going out, way out there, out where the spaceships go. And look, when you get out there in the darkness of space, look for all the little specks of light. There are thousands of us out there. Look for those specks of light. And when you've joined us, turn your attention back to the Earth, that beautiful planet of ours, and shine with us your love and healing energy back onto this planet. Just allow all that love to flow through you, shine back onto this planet for healing of the planet, of the governments, of the peoples, and of the earth, that we are all healed and that we are all the healers. And whenever you have the opportunity, come out here and join us. And shining that love and healing back onto the earth. And then when you're ready, allow your attention to come back through the sky, above your city, above your house, and down through the roof, bringing your energy and your attention back into your body, taking a couple of deep breaths, allowing your focus to come back into the room where you are, feeling relaxed, refreshed, and filled with that love that is shared among all those lights. You can open your eyes whenever you're ready and keep within you the awareness and the security that you can go out there anytime. You can even leave a piece of your awareness out there with the rest of those lights all the time, shining love back on the earth. And the more love and the more healing that we shine onto the earth, the more our earth will heal, and we will heal along with it. And now bring your attention back into the room and back to the radio show. Take a deep breath. And here we are again. Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Come on, back to Earth. Barbara, did you come back, or are you still out there?
Yeah. I'm here. I was flying the Milky Way. I really enjoyed it. Thank you, Jen.
Good, you're welcome. That's one of my favorites. I started doing that back in the 1970s. When I was doing massage therapy, and I introduced a couple of people to that. And when I first did that, there were maybe, five or six lights that you could see. You could go all around the whole globe, around the planet, and not find very many lights out there. And now, today, there are thousands of us out there. It is just absolutely amazing. And it just fills me with such joy every time I join them and even think about it or talk about it. So thank you for allowing me to do that. And for joining me.
Marita, are you back on Earth?
I'm here, yes. Yeah.
Okay. So just looking at the time that we have left, we've got 5 minutes left, and I'd really like to get Marita's website in here so that the listeners can check out what you do, Marita. So would you like to tell us where people can reach you on the Internet and on Facebook?
Yes. Thank you. My website is Marita, M-A-R-I-T-A, international.com. And there you can go to the gallery and look at the essence images and kind of just choose one or two and breathe into it. Just allow it to do its magic. You don't have to think about it. Just feel it. And while you're there, I invite you to look at the tab that talks about life transitions. I offer a life transitions program that is comprehensive and really comes, it's a holistic. It It's a holistic program that supports you. And I'd also like to offer anybody who's listening, if they would like a free 10-minute consult, to connect with me via my website. I have a contact button, so just hit contact and tell me that you've heard me offer this, and we'll figure out the details. My Facebook page is facebook.com/awakeninnerknowing. And I'd love to have you be a part of our community. We have some great discussions there, and it's just fun when people engage in a conversation that I have brought up. And I have a lot of people who come and visit and post as well. So I'd love to see you there.
Cool. That's a good idea with the free 10-minute consult. In addition, we're going to see you right after the show on our Facebook page, Purpose Talk Radio. You are in the Soul Healing Circle. You're present there as well. So people, check out Marita on the internet. Check her out on Facebook. She's in contact with us already on Facebook, and we will be on the page shortly after the show here. If you have any questions and if you just want to talk to us, come visit us there. It's facebook.com/purposetalkradio. And obviously, Jen and me have a website also. So Jen's website is janrevel.com, which is JANREV ELL.com. And my website is barbarapatterson.info. That's BARBARAPATTERSON.info. Remember, we'll be live again next week, and we have decided that we will go with the flow of leaving the topic for next week open. So if there's anything that you really want to listen to and you want to hear us discuss on Purpose Talk Radio, let us know. Best way to connect with us is through Facebook, or you can call into the show anytime when we're live on Mondays. That's 12 noon PST, 3 p.m. EST, and 2 p.m. Central. And yeah, it's lovely to have you here, Marita, and it's great that you're going to be on our Facebook page in a minute. Thank you for sharing your soul mentor philosophy and your wisdom about sacred symbols with us.
Well, I really
appreciate everybody. Go ahead, Marita. Sorry.
I was going to say, I really appreciate, I'm very honored that you included me in your show, especially the first guest. That's really, I'm very jazzed about that. Thank you.
And remember, everybody, as we're getting down on the line here, remember that we have a contest going to get some music. So we've posted that on Purpose Talk Radio, and you can win a free one-hour consultation or coaching session with Barbara and Jan by submitting your piece of music for us for this radio show. If you're the winner, we're going to give you a one-hour coaching session, a joint coaching. Wow. Tongue twister, a joint coaching session with the both of us. This has been a fabulous day despite all of the Skype glitches. And I hope you'll join us again next week as well.
Any
last words, Barbara?
Till then, stay safe, stay in the love, and listen to your soul. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.